I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. As WNPR has been reporting, the state's latest budget crisis means that tens of millions of dollars set aside to make homes and businesses more energy efficient will instead be pumped into the state's general fund. It's a piece of legislative math that's been criticized as a hidden tax on utility customers. Now, the changes will also undercut operations at one of the state's most heralded clean energy programs, the Connecticut Green Bank. More than $32 million over the next 2 years. That's the cut faced by the Connecticut Green Bank. Brian Garcia, its CEO, says it's a reduction of more than half.
And they think that big number is something that they can take and sweep back into the state without realizing that that number is tied up in all the transactions that we're engaged with the private sector on.
The Green Bank gets ratepayer money, loaning it to leverage larger outside investment. The idea is to lower capital costs for projects like food waste recycling or microgrids. Since its founding in 2011, the program has been widely praised, winning honors last year from Harvard University. Now, Garcia says the Green Bank is canceling work.
As a result of these sweeps, we're seeing our private investment partners being more and more reluctant to put their resources to work in the state of Connecticut because the state has the ability to sweep funds away into the general fund.
Ratepayers, meanwhile, will continue to pay efficiency charges on their utility bills, funneling more than $150 million into the state's general fund over the next 2 years. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.